You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 WEMU. Good afternoon, I'm Bob Eccles. I got an email recently that warned me that my account was going to expire in 2 days. It wanted me to click on a link and submit a bunch of information that would basically give the sender access to my account. It was pretty obviously fake, since it was my EMU email and the message wasn't from the university, but it got me wondering what people can do to avoid being taken by email scams. Dr. Carl Powell is Eastern Michigan University's Chief Information Officer. He says there are a couple of ways you can tell an email isn't what it claims to be.
First is that you know, your gut feeling. Is something feel wrong about this? Are they trying to scare me into an immediate action? Are they trying to build on a sense of greed to do something? Or does it just feel awkward? Maybe their type of request is out of the norm. If there are any hyperlinks or links to websites in there, most email readers will show you the actual address if you hover your mouse over that. And then look to see, does it match up with the company that sent it to you? The last thing is, if it came from an individual, separately call that individual. If you didn't expect to be getting a refund from Chase, call Chase Bank and ask if it's real. The big thing is, we're all pretty smart individuals. If it feels too good to be true, chances are it probably is.
Dr. Powell says fraudulent emails pose a variety of hazards.
Absolutely. As we look at some of these attacks, some of them want to fish for your personal information. Get your social security number, get some of your banking information, so I could use that fraudulently to acquire goods and services. Some places want you to click on something like a web link or a photo, and in reality, I'm launching an application. I'll eventually show you the photo, but I'm going to launch what we call malware or malicious software in the background to do something bad.
Right.
Finally, the other thing I may want to do is I may want to grab your electronic identity and use that to be able to go to a bigger fish. So now I've got your contact list. I can pretend to be you and now send an email to someone else, which now I can start this whole electronic chain by stealing electronic IDs. Before you know it, I got to a big place that I wanted to get to that may give me more money or secret information, all because people let me electronically steal their ID.
Now, most of us have received emails from friends whose accounts have obviously been hacked. Messages you wouldn't normally expect to get from someone like that. Dr. Powell says you should let that person know about the problem and that changing their password might solve it.
And that's what we do if a person calls in and says they believe their account has been compromised. The first thing we do is we change their password to their email account here and also their My Emish account. We also recommend that your password to your personal email not be the same as the password to your corporate email. Because if I crack one, then I can crack the other easily. So we recommend that you try to keep them separate. I know this world of electronics, we've got so many passwords running through our brains, but at a minimum, have two. And not so simple as password one and password two, but keep them separate.
And as our means of communicating electronically expand, it's not just email through which we can be victimized.
We look at email being the easiest one to deploy it, but you mentioned Facebook. As you read articles online, news articles, and there'll be comment areas below that, they're populating that with phishing and farming attacks as well. Just about any way I can electronically communicate with you, I can find a means to try to get you to fall for something. As we look at viruses, the most prevalent computers that get infected are Windows-based computers. But they're not the only ones. We start to take a look at Apple devices that have grown in their popularity. They also get viruses. Smartphones and those items. Basically, any way to communicate from human to human is going to be a means for electronic confidence games or phishing and farming.
I asked EMU Chief Information Officer Dr. Carl Powell what a person should do with suspicious emails.
A couple things you can do. If it's here at the university, we have a security email address called abuse@emish.edu. And we say just forward it to that and we can handle that. And we can block it and prevent it from infecting you. On personal emails, whether it be Yahoo or Gmail or others, they too have security centers where if you get something, you can either report it directly to them. Corporate networks have the same thing. There's also some general information out on places like the Identity Theft Center. The Federal Trade Commission has some general information to talk to you about identity areas. Also, if you have fallen for one and released, for example, credit card information, call your bank right away and put a hold or a stop on that credit card. The crooks, typically with credit cards, will act very quickly, and very quickly meaning within 15 minutes, and then they'll stop. So if someone or a family member has fallen for it, try to get the reporting done quite quickly and work through the mechanisms available to you, and then hopefully educated so that a person doesn't fall for it again.
Now, in a perfect world, I guess we'd be able to avoid these fraudulent emails in the first place.
Well, unfortunately, there's no way to prevent that from occurring. So, for example, here at Eastern Michigan, almost 90% of the inbound email we receive is phishing or virus attacks. And we kill it off before it comes in, but there's still a little bit that's going to come through. And as they change their tactics, they change their approaches on a daily basis. Same thing goes with Facebook and any of your personal emails. They may be able to filter out the majority of bad things, but still a few will sneak through. The best thing is, if you see it, don't respond to it. Just delete it.
Well, let's say I get a suspicious email. Am I doomed if I simply open the message to see what it says?
Just looking at the email online typically won't do anything bad to your computer. Clicking on a link on it, clicking on an embedded file, taking some action based on that, an action other than just deleting it, will do harm. And not just delete it, but make sure you empty your trash folder too. It's no different than throwing something away in the trash in your garage. You finally got to take it out to the curb so the trash man can take it away.
Dr. Powell says if someone really wants to get in touch with you, they will try again if you accidentally delete a legitimate email. He says it's better to be safe than to suddenly find yourself with a couple of $1,000 of unauthorized credit card charges. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.